The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, despite all of their lies, all their propaganda, all their bullying, all of their mob rule, all of George Soros' foreign stolen money from countries he's collapsed, and the roots that go back to his Nazi collaborating, despite everything they've done to this nation, trying to destroy due process, trying to destroy innocent until proven guilty, trying to turn this nation into a total leftist-run police state, like one giant police state college, run by the anti-free speech, anti-family, anti-gun, anti-God, anti-free market scum, despite them throwing everything they had at the American people in Congress. Trump's poll numbers are up. Kavanaugh got confirmed by two more votes than they thought. And the poll numbers are all coming in that you're seeing people deserting the Democratic plantation in ultra-massive levels. And you see the economy surging since the best level since the early 1960s. You see the entire globalist program in deep trouble. But they are going to strike back big time. Now, I've got a lot of amazing clips of the left that our own Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz shot on the ground in D.C., inside the Senate buildings, inside the Capitol, outside the Capitol. We have incredible footage of men, women, and children being assaulted, women being roundhouse kicked by men literally wearing feminist pink uniforms, purple uniforms, old people that are pro-life being attacked. It's all coming up to show you the insanity. And then their public threats, their public intimidation with their whole Hollywood culture projected onto these people. These low-level minions who, again, literally behave and act like what I would expect central casting for a mental institution to be. If I was trying to recast, you know, the folks for the remake of The One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, I would cast these people. And then you've got the weird, corrupt, aged, Skeksis-like, crone-like villains from Lord of the Rings or something. Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of them just running around, foaming at the mouth, trying to command their throngs. But there's a paradox here. The more their people come out and act like hateful, spiteful thugs and run around and go crazy and call everyone rapists by extension with no proof to all make themselves victims. You're raping me! You're raping me! And I don't know what it is about these women. I mean, they all look like they should, you know, be back with their cats at their house. And I'm not saying women shouldn't be out doing political things. I'm saying they look like crazy cat ladies. There's actually a theory. They say about 20% of people that have cats have a brainworm parasite that actually programs the brain and controls it. It's been proven to make you want to have more cats, and the smell of cat piss, which the brain fluke basically programs into you so that you keep more of the cats around and keep spreading the larva. And it's been, of course, there's a similar larva that gets into snails and controls their brain and sends them to the top of trees to be eaten by birds, to be crapped out yet again. And then the crap is eaten by snails and the whole cycle continues. That's not the movie Alien, 1970, whatever. That's real. Now, there it is. Toxoplasmosis. And they've done some studies in India and in Russia where they cut open crazy cat ladies. Like, why would they have 50 cats? Why were they so insane? Why are they man-haters? And a lot of them have the brain worm. This is not a science fiction movie. So many feminists, you wonder why they're so insane, why they're crazy, why they're covered in cat piss. Their olfactory nerve is taken over. They hate the smell of testosterone in men. This is in studies. And they worship the smell of rotting cat piss. So they are the zombie hordes of the apocalypse programmed by cat piss worms.
and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, we've got so many incredible clips we're going to be playing today. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe them for you. But TV viewers obviously can see it on stations across the country and at Infowars.com/show. But you've really got to see this to believe it. Mental illness on parade. It's a bunch of people that have liberal arts degrees and that have degrees in theater. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But just everything is like a bad junior high play mixed with a good dose of mental illness. And everyone follows the same chants, and it's just giant, bizarre pity parties. And it's all about being dysfunctional and lying about people and then just banging on the doors and trying to open them. And by the way, I've tried to go get video of the Supreme Court building, and it's the most protected building in D.C., even over the White House. I'm serious. And they run over. You've seen the footage of this. I've got footage of it. And say, turn your camera off. You can't tape. And then I talked to the guy, and he said, well, you can tape for 5 minutes, but don't walk across the street and get near the building. That was like 5 years ago. So, but they said, oh, we're going to let them do it. And so you had over 400 arrests in the last few days, last number I saw. We've got all the footage coming up today of them attacking pregnant women, them attacking old people holding up pro-life signs. That tends to trigger them most. Roundhousing a man, a famous feminist man, he's well-known, and worshiped by the left, roundhouses and kicks a pregnant woman. That shocking video is on Infowars.com. Just roundhouses her right in the head. And she's being very, very polite to him. But just, they can't hear you disagree. And most of them have jobs, either at university suppressing speech or public school suppressing speech or private school suppressing speech, or they work for the government and bureaucracies, as you've seen with Project Veritas hidden cameras, suppressing speech and doxing people and sicking the IRS on innocent Christians and veterans groups and conservative groups and law enforcement groups, just harassing people. They have no honor, no nothing. And so their entire mission is to dominate and control. But the number one thing you find that they're involved in is being professors. And the biggest group of these are these crazy, power-tripping 35-something professors who are, I mean, we've got hours of video that our own reporter shot live, and we have HD also at Infowars.com. You got to go see this for yourself. And it is the most incredible footage you'll ever see of these individuals freaking out on anyone else's speech and saying you're not allowed to have speech and attacking people and just hysterically screaming rape, 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 rape. And so they've so dehumanized people over and over and over again that it's just seen as acceptable to attack women by men as long as they're wearing pink or purple. They're like in a cult. It's like in the Rosh Nish cult or something, you know, that was out in Oregon. And, of course, he's got a pentagram on around his neck. He wants to empower women. And, of course, he's famously been videoed before also attacking a pro-life woman from behind, tackling her, reportedly. And that's in Paul Joseph Watson's report on Infowars.com. So we're going to be getting to all of this today because they're promising to radically escalate all of this in the next 30 days. And we're now 30 days out from this incredibly historic election that is about to take place. And everyone seriously needs to understand that I got a whole stack of them doxing more members of Congress, threatening to kill people, promising to riot, Soros, you know, giving the orders through MoveOn.org. They're going to go absolutely ape. So this is a time to be extremely, extremely vigilant. Now, let me get to the big news when we come back from this first break. We're going to get into why Trump is so incredibly successful, why America is so incredibly successful. And why America could come back so quickly. And this is why George Soros and the Democrats and the big global media want me off the air. This is why no one has ever been persecuted in the U.S. like this in modern time. No one has been banned and attacked and deplatformed and demonetized. My credit is basically perfect. The fact that I don't have any debt is a blow against me. Literally. We have the best rating you can get in merchant banking. It's like not even 0.1% chargebacks. That's right. And we have the highest ratings on that just anybody can get. People cannot believe the rates we have. 2%? I mean, the Pentagon doesn't have that. Walmart doesn't have that. So we had perfect, almost perfect score. Just like our app had 5 stars, 2 million downloads on Apple in just a month, and they banned it. 5 stars. They said they've never heard of one with a perfect score. 5 stars. Oh, but Tim Cook last week said he curated it like it's a museum. And got rid of it because, oh my God, we launched it 2 weeks before everything else got banned. It got downloaded 2 million extra times. It went to number one in news, was going towards number one total in the world, so they banned it. So that's what I'm getting at here is, folks, this is draconian. And now they're going after our other payment processors. And the payment processors are like, no one even knows the payment processors. We don't know how they find out. Is it the CIA? And I'm like, yes, it is. It's the Democrats inside the Justice Department that are running it. We have confirmed it. The Democrats have left people behind in government at the Justice Department and CIA, and they're operating and ignoring most of what Trump says and doing whatever they want and working with big tech and big banks. And this is criminal and it's dangerous and the president needs to move against it. And he's trying to, and his own people are blocking him on the executive orders and on criminal action against big tech and others. And I can tell you, before we even started getting demonetized, which is a red level emergency, folks, it's a real serious blow. Worst yet. Beyond crippling is if they're successful. If they continue to do this to me, they're already doing it to millions of other people around the world, it's the end of this country, ladies and gentlemen. And when I was talking to folks at the White House and people in the campaign high level and others, they said recently, they said, listen, this is like 3 months ago. They said, Alex, it's not getting kicked off big techs. That's the big issue. That's big. It's going to be demonetizing everybody. They're already trying to do it to the NRA. The NRA could barely stop them, folks. They do that. They've got your Second Amendment. Do you understand? They're coming for everybody. They're criminal bullies, and they're trying to bully the Senate, the House, local police by police getting killed. And CNN goes, well, cops deserve to die. They're bad. Go under our UN program, you know, under Strong Cities, under Loretta Lynch, and we'll stop having you killed. That's where we're at. We're being terrorized. These people are acting as terrorists. They had a Wired magazine article last Friday saying that I'm an information terrorist and that I terrorize people. Listen to this show. I want peace. I want justice. I'm covering real issues, and I'm bringing America back. You're bringing America back, and it's why they're angry. It's why the globalists are so incredibly upset. It's why they can't stand what's happening, because they've been suppressing it artificially, and the fact that it's coming back is absolutely driving them crazy. So when we come back, what they don't want to hear, what they don't want spread, what they want to block you from getting out, but they can't stop you, is Trump's remarkable week, Trump's incredible winning streak, and why it's happening, and their moves to try to block it, and a bunch of Trump clips, the left is going crazy, what's coming next, and so much more. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread the live links of this show right now to everybody. something really important is happening, something very, very special. And that's why you see the ire of the ruling class in this country that have really just sold us out to foreign corporate interest. That's why you see them flipping out, because they know that their old tried and trusted systems of intimidation, of mob rule, of bullying aren't working anymore. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. So people ask, why are we under UN control? Why are we under IMF World Bank control? Why are we under Interpol control? Our law enforcement at the federal level basically takes orders in many cases from Interpol that was headed by the former deputy of the entire military. He was like number two in the Chinese military, head of the Chinese military. And he was the head of Interpol, and he disappeared last week. And I said, I bet the Chinese government grabbed him because he wasn't following all the orders they had to spy on Americans and spy on dissidents, which he was doing, reportedly. That's right. The Chinese former deputy head of their armed forces and the former deputy head of their Navy, the South China Sea, their Navy, the Chinese are famous for shipping drugs around the world. Oh, they'll deal drugs all over the world. They just don't let you bring drugs into China or they execute you. Yes, this gentleman, Interpol's president, is reported missing in China, prompting inquiry. Well, we find out days later the government grabbed him up. People are like, wow, the Chinese were running Interpol. Yeah, when you check into a hotel anywhere in the world that's industrialized, Interpol gets a record of it. Not the FBI, but the Chinese communist. It's like, I told you, they own Hollywood. They own 98% of the rare earth minerals. They've got all the major deep water ports. They've got almost all the industrialization, all the big Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan investment. Because they've got a billion plus slaves, and the globalists went over there 60 years ago when they didn't have running water and knew that they had high IQs and set them up to destroy us. Because they use their people like toilet paper. And so President Trump comes out and says China's the big threat. They're meddling and they're allied with traitors in our government. Absolutely. The Russians don't even show up on the Richter scale. Who do you think should bed with the Chi-Coms? Soros. Who do you think should bed with them? Juncker. Who's Juncker? Unelected head of the EU. Look into it. So these are the real power players. And the reason they want me off air is the key to the whole puzzle. Because people always ask, well, why don't more people in Congress stand up? Because they dox your house. First your dog disappears, then one of your kids. You think Soros and the Chi-Coms got in power because they play footsie or tiddlywinks? They're not playing games. I'll say it again. China's killed five times what Hitler did. Look it up. Yeah, they got the all-time murder crown, the heavyweight champion mass murderers of the world. And weighing in from communist China with a total of 115 million of their own people killed, not to mention over 100,000 Tibetans in the last decade alone, and climbing the undisputed mass murderer champions of the world, the communist bloodthirsty dragon. And it's backed up by Juncker and the unelected EU, 330 plus million people, headed up by the grandson of the richest Nazi, his father an SS officer, himself the owner, by conquest, of Luxembourg, reportedly one of the richest men in the world, so rich his wealth secret. Lord Juncker! Now I'm going to get to Trump's total winning streak when we come back and how they're going to strike back. But I'm going to say this right now and I'm going to get serious with you, because here's the deal. I've been on air 23 years, and let's just say I've seen a few things and been through some things. And I'm always going to step up to the next fight. I'm not going to back down. It's not in me, because these people are bad. So I can't roll over to it. It's just instinctive. It's spiritual. But let's just say this. They are absolutely running my ass in the ground, as you can see. Every day in the newspapers, television, you name it, to start the first domino going over with all their lies and all their propaganda. Now, talk radio and conservatives see through it. You've been through it forever. You saw what they did to Sean Hannity or Limbaugh or anybody. People get it. Conservatives and Christians, we get it. But we're not on the offense most of the time. And so I'm just going to say this right now to everybody. Publicly, they do a lot of bad stuff, and I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I asked for it. But behind the scenes, and I have reasons not to get into all of it, it's next level. And it only makes me want to fight harder, how evil they are and how corrupt, and just seeing the true face of evil, smelling it, touching it, knowing it. But these people are real, like the worst cancer your body can get. They are as bad as it gets, okay? And they go after anybody stands up against them. Now, enough people, you've read about it in history, but you see it in movies where one guy stands up at first, nobody else helps him, but even if he gets killed or succeeds, it spurs others to stand up. We've reached that point where people are starting to stand up in mass, so they're trying to intimidate even more, and now it's not working, so they're really getting freaked out. But the reason you don't see people going public is the international system's really bloodthirsty and really criminal, and other nations don't have any basic freedoms and at least get away with whatever they want. And so they've got a lot of servants and minions worldwide that are willing to carry out this evil. And they're trying to destroy me and InfoWars in front of everyone to scare everybody else. They know they're not scaring me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but, you know, I mean, I go into a mode of I don't have any fear. The fear is not standing up against them. But you need to know, though, that InfoWars' future is in your hands. And I'm very happy to have gotten, let's not exaggerate, since the ban, 50-something new stations. A lot of them are gigantic. They're all precious. Talk about radio stations, big ones, big cities. I hate to even mention them. The leftists will harass them, but the owners and station managers, they know. They're seeking us out because they're tired of this. They see through it. And they get that Trump's the only one that's totally broken through, despite the fact he's lost over $1 billion of his own money and everything in this fight. He's paid a lot, folks. He's doing nothing up there for his own interest except for freedom, which is his total interest. And so I am in your hands. Trump has broken through their lies. He has broken through and shown they're a fraud. And now they're trying to destroy me. And then next they admit is Tucker Carlson and then Sean Hannity and people like Matt Drudge. But Matt is super influential but very smart to keep his head down. If I could have kept that position, he's totally out front, but also, you know, almost like the invisible wizard. So he has the best of both worlds. I'm not in that position, and I am absolutely here to tell you that I am 100% in your hands. And however God moves your heart, just understand that literally, temporarily on this planet, I and my family and this crew, who are totally dedicated and are great people, are in your hands. My life, my name, my children, my treasure, my sacred honor is in your hands. So when you tell local stations about us, or you promote the broadcast, or you share the links or articles, or you buy product at InfoWarsStore.com, you are changing the world. And without you, we would not be here. But I'm telling you right now, more than ever, folks, I need your help. I need your prayers. And I need your financial support. We got products you need. So go to InfoWarsStore.com during the break. They're trying to stop this recovery. They're trying to punish me for standing up.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So let's get into the really good news and why the globalists are so incredibly desperate, because they thought they had this country under their full control. But right at the last moment, 2 minutes to midnight, the American people, the populist movement, all of you, and I'm not just saying it to make you feel good, you are the tip of the spear. Our audience is the tip of the spear. You are the Paul Revere's. We grabbed it away from them right at the last moment, right as the door was closing. And so the globalists had the leftist-controlled CIA and the analyst department, not the whole CIA, and the Justice Department and others literally go do an assessment, even during the 2016 campaign, of InfoWars and Trump and others. They had a plan to shut down our populism even when Hillary won. They were going to try to stamp it out. So now that's why they're so panicked. So, but beyond shutting down independent media and censoring everybody, their main goal was to suppress the economy. And in the WikiLeaks, they say, we want people poor. We don't want the economy growing. We want them to want to be on welfare. We don't want the market to be so good. They want to go out and get good paying jobs. I mean, it's so cold-blooded. We covered it all the time. So they don't want us on air to be able to remind people of all this. And that's why they're going after InfoWars, because if President Trump, and I know all of you know this, but we've got to get this out to our friends, our family, our neighbors, everybody. If he can continue, he's probably only got 25, 30% control of the executive right now. Top analysts just are quoted as saying that. Trump's only got partial control of the federal government right now, and he's already turned stuff around massively. Can you imagine? Well, you think the Chi-Coms are going to have 10% growth rates for the last 60 years, but we haven't had a 10% growth rate in over 100 years? America had a 10% growth rate for almost all of its first 150 years. Did you know that? But now, oh no, 3% is impossible. They're liars. They sold us out on purpose, and Trump knows that. So they call it mentally ill. I've got articles here with Colin Powell. Trump's insane. The world thinks he's nuts. Washington Post, you name it. America's global order can be saved. Liberal internationalism has long been supported by a three-legged stool, fear, hope, and political leadership. Yeah, fear of nuclear war. That's why you don't want peace with North Korea and Iran, all these places. And Trump's doing it through strength, forcing them to the bargaining table. Instead, the leftists and the globalists and the neocons give weapons to Iran and give weapons to North Korea and then let them get out of control. And Trump goes, oh, we'll blow your ass off if you keep doing that, or we'll build super highways and hotels everywhere. How's that sound? See how that works? Real diplomacy. Real Americana. So, let's continue here. Trump understands this, and he understands that you've got the lawlessness and the bullying and the out-of-control behavior of the left, and suddenly all those blue-blood Republicans that were intimidated by mainstream media and were intimidated by CNN and MSNBC and all the rest of it, now they get that actually being attacked by that's a badge of courage, and getting death-threatened at their houses and their wives getting sent videos of beheadings. You know what? That didn't intimidate them. That made them angry. So you're seeing now that Lindsey Graham's off his leash and John McCain's dead, that suddenly he's voting good and acting good and being who he wants to be and being popular. And suddenly all these other blue blood Republicans are acting like Donald Trump because of one word, leadership. What is leadership? It's not giving motivational speeches. It's not wearing the fanciest suit. It's not landing in the nicest helicopter. And people see that as leadership. That's fine. Real leadership is being a leader and doing what's not popular or going against the grain because you know it's right and being proven you're right and that you have the instincts and the know-how to turn the society around. A leader has the sixth sense, and they have the courage, and they have the spirit, and they have the will, and they have the physical prowess, and they have the commitment. They have everything. There are a lot of people acting like they're leaders, but there aren't really a lot of them. A leader has to love life so much they're ready to die for their people. And my people are the planet Earth and our great vision and our great opportunities. How far we've already come, we are like gods with our technology compared to the ancients. They would see us as gods. But we aren't half as chivalrous or strong. All the numbers and statistics and the graves they've dug up show. You know, people 5,000 years ago were twice as strong as we are today. The people they've dug up in Britannia, and the people they've dug up in what South Africa today were twice as strong as the people today. Think about that. Now, there's a curve. People are getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker with industrialization and then drugs and working out and getting back into exercise. It went back up a little, but nothing compared to 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago. People were, the average woman was stronger than the average man. I mean, you read stuff from like 1,000 years ago, accounts of Vikings ripping people's arms out of their sockets. So They want us weak. They want us controlled. They want us dominated instead of us bouncing back from our de-evolutionary plunge that we're in, that the globalists have organized in their own admissions. And so Trump wants to build a pro-human future. He wants to build rugged individualism, just like Teddy Roosevelt did. He wants to have that American exceptionalism like a virus spread across the world and not conquer the world through force, but through ideas. Instead, the communist Chinese and mass murder and socialism and Tim Cook saying, accept China and bring censorship here. He's all over the news saying, round up dissidents, I'll help you do it. They're monsters. Where is our soul? Where is our humanity to say no to them? And so, yes, I've shown the leadership and the audience has shown the leadership, because you're not an audience. You're in the arena. You are leaders of every race, color and creed. And you're willing to talk about the New World Order. And now everything we talk about, world government, George Soros, AstroTurf, the Federal Reserve trying to kill the economy, all of this information, ladies and gentlemen, all of this information is now mainstream. And they're going, where did it come from? Who is the guy that keeps starting it? Who is the guy that continues over and over again to be the one that's first causing the chain reaction? And they keep saying it's two people. It's Donald John Trump and it's Alex Jones. And I keep telling you that because it's not about bragging. They want me destroyed because they don't want you to have a focal point and a place to come together. They don't want to validate you. They want to make you feel alone. So in this trifecta there, and I'm just telling you, because the enemy already knows this. There's the president, there's Matt Drudge, and there's Alex Jones. And they want all three of those taken out. But the good news is, you tune into Tucker Carlson, it sounds like the Alex Jones show, but probably a better interviewer and better guest sometimes. The point is that it's not Tucker Carlson imitating me. It's the truth, and now it's safe to say it. Same thing with Sean Hannity. And same thing with every other major talk show host now. That's what leadership's about, is being the test pilot, hitting the barbed wire. And that's what you're doing every day. And that's what Trump's doing every day, is making it okay to tell the truth. And the control freaks at the universities and big media and the globalists, they don't know what to do because they haven't been able to intimidate and shut anybody up the last few years. And our example is shining through. So they're trying to bring in Chinese communist style Mark of the Beast stuff where you can't buy or sell or have bank accounts if you criticize the New World Order, hoping that will intimidate you. It's not intimidating me. I want Congress to act. I want you to call the White House. It's antitrust. It's racketeering. It's cartels. They're working in concert. It's discriminatory. And we're going to defeat this. We're going to stand against this in this republic, and we're going to turn back the tide of evil, because we don't have a choice, because we're not going to turn our children over to this evil. Now, I'm asking you, are you with me or not? And I know you are, but we are the center of the fight. We are the standard up against the enemy. We are the flag, and they're coming for it. So rally around InfoWars today and support us and spread the word, because it's more critical than ever. I'll get to Trump when we come back.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
A midterm coming up, an election. Historically, whoever's president, I don't know why this works, but whoever's, I guess people get complacent. You know, hey, we just won the presidency. Now 2 years later, we have an election, so they're complacent. And then we always win in the next one, which is, as you know, the presidential election. We always win. So far, I'm dreaming of those candidates. I see those candidates before my eyes every night before I go to sleep. Sometimes while I'm sleeping, I love them so much. Cory Booker. Pocahontas. I've got more Indian blood in me than Pocahontas, and I have none. I mean, sadly, I have none, but I have more than she. They said to her, why do you say you're of Indian heritage? Well, my mother told me I have high cheekbones. That's the answer. Do you have any documentation? No, we don't. Oh, I see. You have high cheekbones. Well, I have high cheekbones, too. Hey, maybe I'm an Indian, and I'm going to do very well. But think of it. This is her reason. The whole thing's been a fraud, but that's okay. You know what? I want to be careful. I'm taking out so many of these people. I'm hitting them so hard that they're disappearing. And I don't want to do that. Because I may get somebody that's actually good to run against me. That would not be good. I'll take out all the easy ones. And maybe I'll get stuck with somebody that's actually good. But I don't see any on that side. Well, Sleepy Joe Biden, two or three times, you know, they say only twice. I think I remember a third time in there. But he had 1% with an arrow pointing left. That means 1% or less. And then Obama took him off the trash heap. Well, he's one of the people. Remember, he challenged me to a fight? I'd like to take him behind the barn. I'd love that. That would be. That wouldn't last long.
I mean, Joe Biden looks like he's a reanimated corpse. He got 1%. That's right. He's a total loser.
That wouldn't last long. Go like this. He's down. And he'll never get up. He'll never get up. He will never get up.
But that was Biden trying to create the view of violence, this whole attitude of attack the Republicans, go beat up Rand Paul and break six of his ribs, shoot Congressman Scalise. That's what they're pushing. I've got a whole stack of news in that area. I'm going to get into it, a bunch of clips in the next hour. But I wanted to play some of these clips of Trump yesterday, and the speech he gave and how he's on the campaign trail out there, just absolutely knocking it out of the park. But the biggest thing he did was give this Da Nang Dick name to Richard Blumenthal, who is one of the most corrupt slime bag members of the Congress, of the Senate. He is famous and loved in Connecticut. Connecticut was a totally red state, super free market like Texas, but beautiful. You know, just gorgeous trees and mountains. I love Connecticut. Gorgeous. And just like Austin's a beautiful town, collapsing California is now colonizing us, and they're doing the exact same crap they did in California. They're like locusts. They come to your area, they ruin it, and they try to kick you out of your own town, your own area. And so I was talking to Roger Stone today. He's like, look, Connecticut loves the fact that Da Nang Dick lied about his military service, was never in Vietnam, was in the military reserves, Army reserves. Nothing wrong with that. You know, Trump supports the military, likes the military, but he doesn't ever say he was in the military. And so he made some really, really good points I'm going to get to here in a moment. But then I'm going to get into Trump's remarkable week. Wow. And even CNN had to say President Donald Trump's winning streak. And I read this article. I couldn't believe it. Front page CNN yesterday. They admitted on the NAFTA deal, he did make it better. On the second Supreme Court nominee, who was a strict constructionist, just like he said he would do. And, of course, the economy, the best it's been since the early 1960s, the last big giant mega boom. I mean, he's already eclipsed Ronald Reagan. That's a fact. And he's bringing sovereignty back to the country. People go, oh, my gosh, you're supporting an establishment guy. He fired all the lobbyists. The establishment hates him. He'll hire a Goldman Sachs person to bring him in and say, I want you to get Goldman Sachs to invest more here than China. And I see the Democrat talking points on Infowars.com in the comments. I see them constantly. It's, oh, Jones, you know what? It's incredible. You're supporting a skull and bones. I've got the article here in my stack. I'm going to get to it next hour. You support a skull and bones like Kavanaugh. And I went, Kavanaugh didn't go to Skull and Bones. I looked that up. Kavanaugh went to the only blue-collar secret society on Yale because he came from lower-middle-class parents. They weren't rich and spent all their money on education for him. And it was mostly about drinking. It was just a normal fraternity. And even BuzzFeed said it was the lowest level for people seen as basically poor at Yale. It was kind of the outcast group that didn't want to be in secret societies and didn't like Skull and Bones. I'm not kidding. But see, I saw that talking point all over Infowars.com. Oh, Jones is the new elect Trump 2020 headquarters, and Jones is really sold out. He supports us. Skull and Bones are like Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh has a very conservative voting record. We barely saved the Second Amendment with D.C. versus Heller. He wants to control the borders. He'll back the president. Is he Barrett, who is even more conservative? No. Do I like it that he clerked? Was he assistant to George W. Bush? No. But we're defeating the Blue Bloods. We're taking power from them. What do you think happened in ancient Rome when your family became the most powerful in the patrician class? You married the daughters of your enemy you defeated. You and your brothers and your sons. You weren't shelling out. You know, when Julius Caesar was marrying his enemy's, you know, wife or having his daughter married off to his enemy, Pompey, he wasn't doing it because he was selling out. He was doing it because he was taking over. So you people out there, look, I'm 1,000% Americana. I want my country back. I want an open, free society. I want capitalism. I want America. And I'm pushing for it, period. Everything I do is totally transparent. And I'm not even getting into this because I see that talking point out there. It's not even true. I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of the garbage. Trump's the opposite of somebody in a secret society. He doesn't join any of the clubs. He isn't part of the back-scratching groups. He isn't part of the good old boy operations. And that's why they hate his guts. He thinks he's smarter and better than all of them. And guess what? He is. You know, there's this big talking point out there about Trump and the creation myth of the billionaire businessman Donald Trump just imploded. And they released, probably because his former CFO has been turned by the government to, you know, say whatever so he doesn't get prosecuted for God knows what, like Trump's, you know, lawyer who's in trouble for not paying taxes. But what's that have to do with Trump? Nothing. Trump had no stake in that taxi cab place. And so now they're saying, oh, my God, you know, Trump's dad began giving all the children thousands and thousands of dollars in company stake from the time they were born. Well, I'm not rich, but I mean, every time I have one of my children born, I got four children. When they're born, I mean, the lion's share of money I've saved is in investment for them so that they have some type of future if the world doesn't end, so they can go to college. I mean, I'm in a very risky position, obviously. So my children have most of my savings. That is totally normal. So I read all these documents. I showed them to my dad. On Friday, I emailed them to my CPA, who's like a lawyer as well, one of the top guys in Texas. And he said, this is all 100% standard. And I said, I thought so, because I'm not a rich guy like Trump or Fred Trump, his dad. But I said, you know, this is standard asset protection, but also estate planning, that if you're rich and you never know how long you're going to live and you own a whole bunch of stuff, if you die, you pay 50% back then, and I think they just changed it, in estate tax. And so you've got to start giving your money away. People always ask, why do rich people have all these spoiled, rotten trust fund kids? And it is a bad byproduct if you don't make them work. It's because that's what they set up. Like 80 years ago, they changed the law during the Great Depression where you could put money in trust for your kids. And so I read this, and it was totally standard. Totally. Oh, my God, it's illegal. Oh, gosh, it's so bad. Oh, he's in a lot of trouble. I didn't just believe it. I sent it to my CPA. He said, oh, yeah, I've already seen all that. Back when that was done, you know, in the last 40, 50 years, it's totally standard. It's even more aggressive now. And, of course, Trump's not a hypocrite. He said the death tax should be abolished. All right. I haven't even gotten into the winning yet. But the point is, he's been totally winning. It proves they're frauds. It proves they're the ones mismanaging. They claim Trump's this total moron. He wins out of nowhere the first time he runs for office. Now they claim it's called because of his daddy. His daddy's been dead a long time. Did his daddy win the election? Did his daddy turn the economy around? Did his daddy get all these peace deals going? No, Donald Trump did it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, it is literally down to the wire whether them banning me off of all these big corporate globalist platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. They're even trying to ban people putting positive stuff out about me or commentary. Anything negative gets magnified and pushed. A lot of Judas Iscariots. Obviously out there getting on that bandwagon. Fine, gang up. Come on, let's go. I mean, I'm here to tell the truth, period. But we have had so much traffic increase to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but particularly on the video. Because we have that video player that I wanted people to be able to embed that's on the front page of Infowars.com on the right-hand side, halfway down. And it turns out thousands of sites have embedded it on their site. So that's great. I wanted it embeddable. It's, you know, watch now, breaking live. And I guess to save bandwidth, they did this thing where it isn't a video player playing. But I countermanded that on Thursday. So I'll just, you know, it's great. No problem. No problem. Spent about 2 hours this weekend on this on the phone. But the point is that just having that player, and everybody's clicking on it because it's playing with the show in the background. That's why CNN does that. It has cost us $70,000 more in a month on top of all the other bandwidth. So we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars total. And that's because we have millions and millions and millions and millions of people a day tuning into the audio streams and the video streams. Millions. And before it was millions on YouTube and we could have the YouTube player up there. Now that's where you get your licks. The audience has gone up. The audience has gone up. But the cost has gone up exponentially. So, again, I did like a 30-second plug during the last hour. I'm not even going to get into all the specials and how great the products are. They really are great. Just like our info is game-changing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need Happy's Mood and Stress, our newest product. 50% off out of the gates. I want you to see how wonderful it is. Fatigue and stress relief with Mother Nature's ultimate weapons. It's incredible. And you can also go there and get 50% off Supermel Vitality. That is running out. That sale is going to end very soon. Superfemo Vitality, cold pressed. It's amazing. It's our last run of it because it's so expensive to get. I just can't even carry it anymore. So it's so proprietary. You read all the thousands of five-star reviews. I haven't changed the special yet, but just like I told you, X2 was going to change. It went about a week extra and go back to regular prices. We're selling out of that. I'm going to sell out of Rainforest Plus, so I've got to go back to regular price until more comes in the middle of December, because it's going to sell out now by the beginning of December because I've oversold it at the special. 40% off, folks. That is a great deal. It's an amazing nootropic. Stay alert, stay focused in a healthy way, and fund the info war. A total win-win. Biotrue Selenium is amazing for the mustard seed. It's 40% off. So again, I want to ask everybody to support InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And just call. Again, we have operators here from 7 in the morning until like 6 at night. But then on the weekends and after that, it's the same answering service I've had for 20 years in Austin, 21 years. And they're great folks. And they can answer all your questions and take your order. But people are always calling, though, wanting to ask about Alex Jones this, the New World Order that. It's not our crew, so they can't answer those questions. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also, don't forget that you can also share all the links in the articles on the site, because that's how we reach more people. And without you, we're dead. I mean, they are betting that you're lazy. They're betting you're stupid. They're betting you can't overpower the AI systems, that you can't hand share this person to person or word of mouth or, you know, on your email or however, or that you don't want to be bullied online on Facebook or Twitter. So you'll shut up. But that's not the case, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're taking action. It's breaking their will. We're winning. America and the world's coming back towards freedom, and that's why they're so scared. A blitz of information straight ahead with the leftist insanity and more, and Trump getting into Blumenthal and what a scumbag he is.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. Sound of hooves knock at your door. It's time to wield the blade. Now you've got some company. The horsemen are drawing nearer. A lot of men like to play like they're in the fight, not us. We're in the real fight now, and I want to thank all of you that have been in the fight with InfoWars, all our stations, all our affiliates, TV, radio, cable, our listeners, everybody. God bless you. Isn't it good to actually be fighting back and see the tide turning in this arm wrestling match of will? Now let's get to Trump before the left is flipping out. We have a special guest coming up. Let's get to Trump in the speech he gave last night where he talked about Da Nang Dick Blumenthal. This video is on InfoWars.com posted. Get it out to everyone. This guy is a sickening, lying maggot. And why don't we hit Hillary with her lying about being shot down in a plane or whatever, or Brian Williams is back on TV. These are criminal liars. Lester Holt is a criminal liar that said that I said kill media with guns. Show the damn clip, you lying filth. God, you're a lying sack of crap. I mean, just unbelievable. But they've been given the green light by corporations. Just lie and intimidate Congress and threaten the police. And just we're in a civil war with criminal globalists, folks. But here's Trump knocking it out of the park on Pocahontas and Danoy Ding Dong.
Somebody actually said you're hitting these candidates really hard. Here's a non-candidate, you know, Da Nang Dick. He's a Da Nang Dick. That's Blumenthal. He talked about when I was in Da Nang province in Vietnam, and I was fighting up the hill, and men are going left and right of me. They're dying. They're being struck by bullets. But I went back to their rescue. I went back, and I got them. And then I made a second attempt, and bullets are going left and right and over my shoulders, and they're hitting my men. And I used to think, wow, this guy's a pretty brave guy. And then I found out he's a fraud. He never was in Vietnam. And he stopped campaigning because there was no way you could win. No way. And because it's Connecticut, where I guess only a Democrat, can you believe this? That's why Connecticut's such a mess right now. Only a Democrat wins. You got to see, it's a mess. General Electric just moved out. That doesn't help. But Da Nang Dick. And then I see him yesterday talking about a man who's number one at Yale, has like this perfect record, the most incredible record. One of the reasons I picked him, he's like a perfect person. And Da Nang Dick, who said he was a great war hero, and he never saw the country. This wasn't like saying, hey, I was in the army. This is a guy that said he was charging up Da Nang. Da Nang province, right? Da Nang province. He's up that hill and he's taking bullets left and right. And he never saw the place. He was in the reserves, though. Remember that. And he said, I demand honesty. This is true. Exact words. I demand honesty, integrity, and I demand that there's no lying going around. And I'm saying, wait a minute, that's the guy that lied about in the worst, in the history of our country, if you look at it, he lied. And this is one of the people. How bad? And then you have the Feinstein, and you have all the others, and you look at what's going. You don't want those people in office, folks. You've got to have great Republicans.
Now, think about how powerful that is. The guy is as bad as Brian Williams. Remember that said he got shot down by an RPG in a helicopter. Then, oh, he was in a helicopter and saw one shot down. Okay. So the first thing I want to go to here now is this piece. And if you're a radio listener, it's powerful. But if you're a TV viewer, it is unbelievable. This is Halloween music's been put to it by one of the crew. Greg did this. And it almost makes it weaker with the Halloween music. And I'm not mad he did it. He's an incredible guy. But it's DemocratMoveOn.org, that's Soros' group, having them chant back like zombies what they're going to say. And they look like zombies. And they're acting like zombies. And then we've got all these other videos of them doing the same stuff outside different groups. And it's like, is this like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something? So this is real video and real audio of Democrat handlers having them repeat back in a trance like they're trained dogs. Here's the video.
Look at us! 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 Look at us!
Summon to vote.
Yes, summon to vote.
Let's go watch the vote.
Let's go watch the vote.
In offices that you wish to communicate with.
In offices that you wish to communicate with.
I am going to go to Heidi Heitkamp's office.
I'm going to go to Heidi Heitkamp's office.
Hi. She's on our side.
And, after the vote.
In 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes.
Meet me to the left.
Meet me to the left.
If you would like to go to an office.
If you would like to go to an office.
To spend time.
Spend time.
With your senator.
With your senator.
Go to that office.
Why aren't you brave enough to talk to us and exchange that with us?
And then there's countless other videos we've already aired in the last few days. Everybody's probably seen them. They're on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. But share them, because this is who their people are. Where they're, Orrin Hatch just says, you know, hey, okay, whatever. They go, oh, you shake your hand. I mean, you saw some of that. But this, and then they start yelling, you're a rapist to Mitch McConnell. People are like, now I'm a rapist too? I'm a rapist. You're a rapist. Wouldn't you like to be a rapist too? Meanwhile, George Soros is a literal Nazi collaborator that rounded up hundreds and hundreds of Jewish families himself. He was the rat they'd send in to say he was going to help the Jews and round them up. And he wants me shut down off the air because I keep saying that. It's true. You went on 60 Minutes and said it, jerk. Dinesh D'Souza's new movie. So now here's a woman, again, attacking an old guy with a pro-life sign. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. But this is the type of stuff that was going on. We'll show part of the guy roundhouse kicking the pro-lifer in the face. Here it is. With our computer today, it's computers, you know how they are. We put this on Infowars later. We'll add her hitting him and grabbing the sign away, and I'll just cut the videos at that point. But we've got other videos on Infowars.com that show them attacking other people. We're going to go to break here in a moment. I'm going to come back and get into Soros himself and why he's so incredibly dangerous. Now he's financing, trying to take down Infowars. And will America buckle to this, or will America stand against it? We've got a bunch of big specials that are about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. We have them. PayPal's gone now. They're trying to take the other payment processors. They're threatening people. You name it's doing it. This is the deep state. This doxing Congress, harassing everybody, using government phones to call and threaten people like they actually have government power. This is the mafia of the globalists. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, get in there. Get all the products today. It helps fund the operation. Get a t-shirt. Get some water filtration, air filtrations. Double down in the face of these bullies and let them know you're not backing down. Because funding us is so critical. Plus, these are great products. Whatever you do, spread the live links to the live show.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my... And welcome back to this live Global Sunday transmission. I'm going to have Lee Stranahan, who's a syndicated columnist and talk show host in his own right, host the last two segments so he can really lay all this out for you. But I think it's important to go back to not just Professor Ford and all of her bizarre contradictions in testimony, but some of the other women as well. And the fact that when people apparently, what it looks like, perjure themselves to Congress in sworn statements under penalty of felony perjury, that there really should be an investigation of this. And most law enforcement files that are out there, not just here, but across the Western world, show that about half of sex assault claims are fake. And it's not just something women do. And this whole victimology culture, it's getting worse and worse. The false flags with the poop swastikas drawn on dorm doors, or little, you know, foot-tall burning crosses, or black churches being attacked. 90%+ of the time, it turns out that it's fake. Jewish sinners being attacked. It's the leftist Jewish guy doing it to blame Trump. We've seen this over and over and over again, because you can then demonize and frame your opposition. And the left are a bunch of drama queens. As we showed earlier in the last hour, all the different clips of them telling them how to chant and telling them how to talk and telling them how to speak and telling them what to say. If you go to any leftist event, they are followers. And their chants are the same across the nation, because they're financed and controlled by the Ford Foundation, the Annenberg CPB Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, and now the Communist Chinese more and more are involved, funding all major 50 state universities are mainly Chi-Com funded when it comes to leftist activity. So I want to get into George Soros, because remember, 20 years ago, I was talking about George Soros, and 10 years ago, people thought it was crazy. Now it comes out that almost every major demonstrator, we first broke this on September 6th, we put the article up from Infowars.com. On September 6th of this year, we first pointed out that anti-Kavanaugh protesters were George Soros funded, ladies and gentlemen, with the photos, the videos, his lawyers doing it, you name it. So that's where this whole history of this garbage comes from. And that's why we have to be aware of all of this and informed and understand that there are outside forces coming in and doing this. Now, we've got a boil down that our great intrepid reporter, John Bound, just put together that we're going to roll. And then I'm going to show you some of the aftermath of his funding and of his brainwashing and what it's causing as they push us towards an open civil war.
Republican Senator Susan Collins took the floor. The minions of George Soros' MoveOn.org screamed their misbegotten demands of Collins and her key vote for the nomination of embattled Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
Sergeant.
At the six objectives they invoked in the preamble to the Constitution, the one that they put first was the formation of a more perfect union. Their vision of a more perfect union does not exist today. And if anything, we appear to be moving farther away from it. It is particularly worrisome that the Supreme Court, the institution that most Americans see as the principal guardian of our shared constitutional heritage, is viewed as part of the problem through a political lens.
Breitbart reported an email sent out from Robert Reich detailed the emergency direct action MoveOn.org was feeding its followers. It reads, escalate pressure on key senators, especially Susan Collins. Hold Republicans accountable. We will not forget their party actions at last week's hearing, their unwavering support for Kavanaugh, and their attempt to discredit Dr. Blasey Ford and others when we head to the ballot box in 5 weeks. Ending GOP control of Congress and electing people who believe survivors. What this direct action ultimately meant was that the protesters were willing to get arrested by protesting in prohibited areas.
Mr. President, it would establish a dangerous precedent and legitimize mob rule, including the presumption of guilt and violation of everything our Constitution and fundamental notions of fairness stand for.
Senator, will suspend until the sergeant-at-arms will restore order to the galleries.
And finally, the votes came in.
As a reminder to our guests in the galleries, expressions of approval or disapproval are not permitted in the Senate gallery. Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
While the hordes of hypocrisy shake their fist at President Donald Trump, Democrats have signed on to a mad billionaire, George Soros, and his obsession with disrupting the political process of the people's government.
And we know that what happened yesterday has emboldened the colonizers, it has emboldened the patriarchs, it has emboldened the capitalists, and it has emboldened white supremacy.
Yes.
This is what we are fighting. These beliefs and the violence that they perpetrate on all bodies.
And now America spirals through the chaos as the bases of both parties inch closer to a crucial midterms that has the potential to tear this country apart. John Bound reporting.
For Infowars.com. Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com where the video that you just saw is posted under Trump wins, Soros loses. America wins, Soros loses. But if you're a TV viewer, you saw that that crowd of people talking about the white patriarchy was like 99% white. And they all look like mental patients. And there's just hours of this. You can get lost watching the video. There's hours of them beating up old people, getting arrested, you name it. Here's some footage of people jumping around like whack jobs around a guy who has a pro-life sign, an old man, and hitting him and slapping him and knocking the sign out of his hand. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the reality of what's going on. That is the reality of what's unfolding in this country. And there's just hours and hours and hours of this bizarreness going on. We're going to be right back on the other side. I'm going to turn the baton over for two segments to investigative journalist Lee Stranahan so he can go over the major contradictions, not just the four, but of some of these other people and the fact that they want to kind of ease back into the woodwork now and not have people go back and look at who they were, who funded them, what was said. No, we need to focus on this and stop this mob rule and bring back innocent until proven guilty. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Hey there, everybody. How you doing? This is Lee Stranahan. Thanks so much to Alex Jones and all the crew at InfoWars for having me in here. We're going to do about a half hour. We're going to be talking about the Kavanaugh nomination, but more importantly, we're going to be talking about the horrible stuff that led up to Kavanaugh being confirmed, the life-destroying thing that brought out one thing very clearly, the absolute evil of the left in this country, and particularly the left as represented by the Democratic Party. Now, I'm going to do this in two parts. In this first section, I want to talk about the political ramifications of this. In the second section, as Alex mentioned, I'm an investigative journalist. So we're going to get deep into the facts. We're going to do a quick deep dive into some of the facts about the people surrounding Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. And I think you're going to find some very, very interesting stuff there. But let's talk about the big picture here. Let's talk about the politics of this for a second. And a lot of people noticed during you probably noticed, right? A lot of people noticed that Lindsey Graham, a guy I'm not generally at all a big fan of. Are you? Are you a big Lindsey Graham fan? That Lindsey Graham, this is woke-based, savage Lindsey Graham 2.0 is what we saw. And I think I know why that is, by the way. What the Democrats did here, a guy like Graham, guy like Orrin Hatch, who also was pretty on fire here. Look, there's certain rules of the Senate. You know, I moved to Washington, D.C. about 18 months ago to cover this stuff better. And there's rules, but there's also unspoken rules. There's gentlemen's agreements. And the Democrats violated that. Now, if that were the worst part, that would not be, that would be, you know, okay, fine, that happens. But they did it in a way that contradicted their own values. And I'm going to be very clear when I say this. If Lindsey Graham got woke, I got woke again, too. And I want to tell you that story because it's relevant to what's going on. And it's relevant to why I say the Republicans need to be fighting from every day from now until Election Day. And if they don't, they're silly. So let me give you a little of my background, because some of this gets personal, by the way. And this is very personal for me. So I used to be a Democrat. Now, if you wonder why, I can give you two words, George Bush. And if I give you two other words, the Iraq War. So I was out of politics for a long time. Then I saw what George W. Bush was doing with the Iraq War. And I opposed him, opposed to crazy lies from the government that lead to military intervention. So I became a Democrat. And I was actually living in Austin, where it's very easy to be a Democrat. And so then I moved to California, where it's even easier. So I was a Democrat for a while. I ended up doing comedy. I ended up doing reporting at the Huffington Post after I did comedy there. And I reported on stuff like the John Edwards story. And again, I was a Democrat, but I thought he was having an affair. I thought it was obvious. And nobody else on the left was writing about it. So I wrote about it. And I got some pushback from the left. Not complete pushback, but I got a little bit of pushback. I got kicked off Daily Cause. Then a few months later, about a year later, I met Andrew Breitbart. And I interviewed Andrew Breitbart. And Andrew and I, at the time, Andrew was like one of the most, he was like Alex is right now, the most hated guy on the right. Okay? You probably remember this era. 2010, 2011, couldn't get on Fox. Couldn't get anywhere. People were upset with him on the Shirley Sherrod story that he was right on, by the way. So I met Andrew Breitbart, and I'm still a Democrat. I'm still writing for Huffington Post. And Andrew and I start working together on a story called the Pigford Black Farmers Scandal story. Now, here's where the evil part comes in. Here's where my personal experience comes in. I lost every single friend I had on the left. And when I was on the left, I was working for organizations like Move On. You see, because when you're on the left, my friend Brandon Darby's talked about this. He's the head of Breitbart, Texas now, and he's going to come up. I'm mentioning Brandon for a reason. Did you see that video Alex just showed right before the break? If you didn't, make sure you come back to InfoWars.com and check it out later. He showed a woman speaking at the end of that video segment talking about white supremacy. I can't say it for sure, but I'm as sure as I can be that that was a woman named Lisa Fithian. She is a trainer. I've been following her for a few years. She's a labor organizer trainer who goes around to places like Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter. And sure enough, I predicted it. I have a radio show, Monday through Friday, Radio Sputnik, Fault Lines. I have a radio show. I predicted that she would be there. It's an easy prediction. She's a far left activist. And my friend Brandon was also a far left activist at one point until he had a very similar experience. Andrew Breitbart's the guy who introduced Brandon and I. So, okay, so a little bit of pushback, but I'm still a Democrat. Then I start working with Andrew. I lose every friend. Then the Anthony Weiner story breaks. And I talk about something called Everybody Blog About Brett Kimberlin Day. I created that. And Brett Kimberlin's the guy, serial bomber, convicted felon, works closely with Cody Shearer, who is a close Clinton operative. He's called Cody Shearer his like fairy godmother. That's what Brett Kimberlin's called him. Brett Kimberlin is involved in some of these stories that I'm reporting on, and including Occupy Wall Street. And suddenly I get deluged with attacks. Now, these attacks got rough after Andrew Breitbart died. After Andrew Breitbart died, of course, my best friend at the time. I'm talking to the guy every day, right? He's literally my best friend at the time. Boom. Shocking. A month later, the unthinkable happens. My wife's pregnant at the time with twins. And I talk about this in a Periscope yesterday, and I don't like talking about it. for reasons you'll see in a second. My wife's pregnant with twins. Our son Ezra is born. He's fine. You saw him in the video yesterday if you watched that. Our daughter Colette had died the day before. Now, when I say the Democrats are evil, let me point out something. Anybody who's in politics, you're going to get some hits. Okay? People like Alex know it. People like Roger Stone know it all too well. But my experience is that Republicans have a moral basement. They have a line that they do not cross. And certainly, maybe one person will cross it or two people. But if they cross that line, a lot of people on the right push back. Have you noticed that? Okay. So my wife's pregnant with twins. Our daughter Colette dies the day before. They'd had an MRI. My son was in front. They couldn't see that there was a problem. The cord had wrapped around her neck, and we lost our daughter. We didn't know it until the next day when my wife was giving birth. Horrible situation. You know, again, I can't even... people say they can't imagine it. I can't imagine it either. And I'll just quickly, you know, here's the thing. You have this horrible tragedy, but then you've also got a baby. Ezra was there. And so we didn't even have time to process it. I got attacked by people on the left. And this is what I want you to understand. This is important to me. I want you to understand the depth that these people go to. Every morning I would come down and my wife was crying because a leftist activist associated with Brett Kimberlin was attacking my wife, demanding our daughter's birth certificate and so on. And do you know how many people on the left said, hey, you're attacking somebody whose daughter just died? Like three, almost nobody. And this is when I learned how evil they are. My friend Brandon Darby, he reported people in the who were trying to bomb the RNC. Lisa Fithian is one of the people who led the attack against him, that organizer I mentioned earlier. They had wanted posters up around Austin. People around Austin will remember this. They had wanted posters for Brandon Darby. The Democrats are evil. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about why they're not just evil, but they're a criminal organization. And if the Republicans don't start talking this way, we might lose the midterms. We got more coming up. Thanks again to Alex for having me. You're listening to InfoWars. InfoWars.com. And I can't see the number of stuff. There we go.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey there, everybody. How you doing? We are back. You are watching The Alex Jones Show. I am clearly not Alex Jones, but who is? There can only be one legend. Thanks again for Alex for letting me host. My name is Lee Stranahan, the former lead investigative reporter at Breitbart News. I also host a radio show called Fault Lines with Nixon and Stranahan on Radio Sputnik, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Monday through Friday, except tomorrow because it's a federal holiday, so I'm going to sleep in. So in the first segment, I talked about some of the emotional reasons and my personal experience with the left and why I am absolutely energized and think Republicans need to be working. Forget about voting. I mean, you should vote. But that's in November. This is October. And if you think you can just sit back and wait and you're going to vote and that's going to help, guess again, that's not going to work. And here's why I say that. I talked in the first segment about how I used to work for Move On. I've done videos for Move On. I covered on my beat at Breitbart Soros and the stuff Alex was talking about before the show in the last segment. I covered them. That's what I covered. I know as much about Soros as anybody. And what I know is they are absolutely relentless and they are not stopping. This defeat yesterday, they are going to be out there working and doing activism every single day from now until the midterms trying to drum this up. And the Republicans, and I'm talking to you, Chuck Grassley, because Mitch McConnell already showed his, I got to say, Mitch McConnell, did you see the Sunday shows this morning? Mitch McConnell is talking about how Christine Blasey Ford was believable. He's still saying that today. I'm already worried. But the people I'm hoping for are Grassley, Graham, Hatch to some extent, right? But let's just talk about Grassley and Graham. Grassley heads the Judiciary Committee, forgive me. Now, one of the things that's important about this is let's go over some of the facts. I'm going to hit you with some stuff quick. Feel free to come to InfoWars.com later. Go over the segment. If anything I say you haven't heard of before, Google it. You'll see everything I'm saying. Absolutely factual. On second thought, don't use Google. Maybe don't use Google. There's a DuckDuckGo. Maybe Google's not the best company. Okay, so let's get into the facts about Christine Blasey Ford's testimony. And more importantly, about Team Blasey that's emerging. A lot of material here. So last Tuesday, Chuck Grassley released a letter that included information from an ex-boyfriend of Blasey Ford's saying that she had coached somebody, a woman named Monica McClain, on how to take a polygraph. He said, I dated her for years. Monica McClain's her best friend. And on Tuesday, nobody had heard of Monica McClain. Now, I will tell you something. I had been hearing for days in Washington, D.C. that something was coming related to that polygraph and whether she'd ever coached anybody. So the whispers were already around Washington, D.C. I didn't know the boyfriend's name. And I didn't know Monica McClain's name. But we were already hearing rumors on Sunday or Monday. And my point here is, if I'm hearing it, you can bet Grassley's hearing it. I know the letter is dated October 2nd. I think they had that material beforehand. The reason that I just said that it was whispered around Washington. Now, nobody knows who Monica McClain is, but people start looking her up. And pretty quickly, a number of people find that she's a former FBI agent. She was 24 years at the FBI, including she was just in New York. And that's significant because it gives her a connection to Preet Bharara, who's the U.S. attorney, who's a vicious anti-Trump guy. And I'm just going to leave that hanging there. I don't know how much of a connection, but it's a connection. And as a reporter, for reasons I'll explain, I'm going to put a little bookmark there. Now, Monica McClain then came up in a Wall Street Journal story that came out on Thursday, and this is major. Thursday night, by the way, when the story came out about maybe she'd coached somebody with a very detailed account, guess what the mainstream media did? Completely ignored it. Fox broke the story. There was nothing on CNN, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. They treat it like a Republican smear. It's not. It's a credible accusation with a lot of detail, certainly more detail than Christine Blasey Ford's accusation, where obviously she does not know the date. She doesn't know where it happened. There's a lot of details missing. So I thought it was credible. But most importantly, and I want to point this out, this is coming from Chuck Grassley. So in other words, the letter initially came from Grassley. And that's important because it's reason I'm not trying to be optimistic here, but I think Grassley will pursue this. But if he doesn't, it's patriots like you that are going to need to hold him accountable. And we don't do activism on the right, certainly not the way the left does. We don't need to scream, but be prepared to politely call. How about that? Be prepared to make polite phone calls, but let's let it play out. Let's give it a couple of days. And let me explain the other big thing that's going on with Grassley's letter before I talk more about this woman, Monica McClain. The other big thing that's going on is Grassley sent multiple letters to the Katz Law Firm, the law firm representing Christine Blasey Ford. He sent three letters saying, give me the therapist notes, give the Senate the therapist notes from Christine Blasey Ford's therapist. Please give us a number of other documents, including the photos or video from the polygraph, right? They have not produced it. Chuck Grassley asked him once. They didn't produce it. Ask him twice, they didn't produce it. Third time, he's getting clearly upset. And then after the day of the nomination yesterday, guess what they announced? Oh, we're not going to pursue charges against Brett Kavanaugh anymore. Well, guess what, Democrats? Might be too late. Might be too late for you to decide to pull out of this one. I am hoping that Chuck Grassley continues to push, because here's the thing. It's not their investigation. It's actually your investigation, right? It's the people's investigation. Grassley is merely our representative. Let's not fool anybody there. He works for us. But it's his investigation. It's not their investigation to decide, well, we don't want to pursue this anymore. You brought up the therapist. You brought up the claim she made. show the notes, because we know they gave them to the Washington Post. The notes, the therapist notes, were given to the Washington Post. Now, the other thing that's interesting that came out yesterday was a guy named Keith Coghlan. If you look it up, you'll find him. He's the first person that Christine Blasey Ford apparently said the name Brett Kavanaugh to that we have a clear record of. And that came in a phone call on June 29th. June 27th, Stevens announces he's retiring. June 29th, they send him an email. And the left is going nuts right now, saying this Keith Coghlan letter, well, this proves that the FBI investigation was bad. Well, first off, Keith Coghlan, you'll find he gave an affidavit days ago. But the other thing that's significant is, once again, this is game playing. He had an email exchange with Christine Blasey Ford, and they're saying now, well, she told him in 2016, he testified that she told him in 2016 it was Brett Kavanaugh. Well, that'd be pretty significant if somebody knew in 2016 that she'd said it was Brett Kavanaugh. I missed that testimony. She didn't say that. But he's saying it. Okay, well, let's just take his word. But what happened was, in the same way they gave the Washington Post the therapist notes, but they won't give them to the Senate, this guy, Keith Coghlan, is saying to the Senate, hey, I, you know, why didn't you ask for the email chain? Hey, Keith, why didn't you give it to him? Oh, I know why. Because the USA Today got the email exchange. You can see it in a story that they published. They got the email notes. And guess what? Keith Coghlan did not remember the name Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, you can see, quoted in the USA Today article, they literally, in quote marks, say, here's the email exchange. And he says, I remember telling you about an incident, but I don't remember his name. And then she says, Brett Kavanaugh. That is not him remembering that she said that. It's him remembering she said something and literally admitting he doesn't know the name. And it is this reason and all the other evidence that's piling up. This woman, Monica McLean. The other thing that I want to give you, and this gets into a deep dive, so I'm just going to do it real quick, is look into her attorney, David Laufer. Now, he's very important. He was at the DOJ working with Peter Strzok on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Why would Monica McLean, this friend of Blasey Ford's, pick him? Oh, and by the way, one other thing about Monica McLean. Remember, Christine Blasey Ford said there were four people at the party. One of them was a girlfriend of hers named Leland. Then there was, you know, Kavanaugh and Judge and somebody else, according to her story, right? Well, Leland said, I don't remember anything about this, and I never remember being with Brett Kavanaugh either. And guess who called Leland to say, you should change that, but Monica McLean? That's according to the Wall Street Journal in an article Friday. So Democrats are going to keep fighting, and Republicans need to fight with facts. But they need to be relentless between now and the midterms, because it is all at stake in 2020 right now. The Democrats have shown why they're incapable of leading. Once again, thanks again to Alex and to everyone at InfoWars.